Blog Talk Radio.
Radio's Let's Talk for Friday, May 11, 2012. I'm your host, Eric Jackson, coming to you live from Fort Hood, Texas, as I do every Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Now, to join in the conversation today, you can dial in at area code 347-838-8622, or you can email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com or Twitter at DrivenForLife62. Like I said, welcome, and it's Fun Friday, y'all, with no topic. There's really no topic, and everything, we talk about everything. We jump from whatever to whatever. It really doesn't matter. But as always, we're going to get started with the NBA playoffs. You know, and here goes some of the results from last night. The Philadelphia 76ers and the Boston Celtics both closed out their respective series last night to advance to the second round of the playoffs in the Eastern Conference. Now, because the Eastern Conference, all teams have finished their series, the matchups are set. The matchups for the second round would be Philadelphia against Boston and the Miami Heat against the Indiana Pacers. Now, we're going to talk about the second one real fast, the Miami Heat and Pacers. Really? Do we really need to talk about that? I don't think we do. We already know the Heat is going to run away. I said the Heat take it in four straight. Okay, let's say the Pacers get lucky and win one. Five at the most. But that shouldn't be much of a contest. Now, however, the other matchup, Philadelphia against Boston, now that creates a little more intrigue. You got a hungry, young Philadelphia team against an aging, veteran Boston team. That should be interesting. You know, can Boston continue to find the energy to play these young teams night in and night out? Now, I know it's for the money, and you do have a veteran team in Boston, but sometimes hunger overweighs the veteran experience. No, Boston's been there over and over again. So the question is, are they still hungry enough to fight hard enough to make it to a third round? No, in this series here, I'm a call for the upset. I'm gonna say Philadelphia is gonna surprise Boston. It's gonna go seven games, but I think Philly is gonna pull it out. And for the Eastern Conference Championship, probably be Miami against Philadelphia. We shall see. Who knows? I may be right. I may be wrong. Don't put no money on it, though. Not because I said so. Okay, now we're going to go to the Western Conference. Now, we already know San Antonio and Oklahoma City have closed out their series, so they're just sitting back chilling, waiting, healing, and just watching these other series that these other teams battle and beat each other up. Sometimes that's a good thing, sometimes that's a bad thing. We'll see. Now, the two series that's still going on, you have the Denver Nuggets and the L.A. Lakers. Now, at one time, the L.A. Lakers were actually up 3-1, but the Nuggets have actually won two straight. So now, with that being the case, the series are tied 3-3, and some of the games are going to be in L.A. on Saturday night. Now, if you remember, let's go back to when the playoffs first started, and I said Andrew Bynum was going to be the key to the series. No, the first couple of games, you know, he was having monster games. You know, controlling the board, scoring at will. You know, taking some of the load off Kobe. Well, these last couple of games, there has not been Andrew Bynum fighting. So, now the question is, will he show up for game seven? And like I said earlier, when the series first started, you know, everybody know Kobe is going to get his. You know, it's Kobe Bryant. He's going to get his points. But who is going to step up and help him when it gets down to the nitty-gritty? You know, it's like teams used to do Jordan, Michael Jordan back in the day when he was playing with the Bulls before he got Scotty and the crew he had. Fine, let him get his. You know, five against one, I guarantee you'll win any time. Yeah, he may go off for 50-60 points, but what are the other players contributing to help them win? And right now, that's the same situation that the Lakers are in. Who's going to step up and help Kobe? I mean, I have to admit, I'm not a big Kobe fan, but he's a good player. He's a great player. But he can't do it by himself. So, you know, depends. Now, if Andrew Bynum shows up at least halfway Saturday night, then the Lakers have a chance. Or even Paul Gasol. I think now, you know, the releasing of Derek Fisher is beginning to come back and haunt the Lakers a little bit, even Lamar Odom. At least those were two options that you did have. You know, now you have a team where, besides Kobe, where are your other points going to come from? Then with the Nuggets, you know, the Nuggets cannot let the Lakers get them into a half-court game. The Nuggets are strongest when they're running and gunning. As long as they continue to push the pace, the Nuggets can take this game seven. It's only one game. It's one or take all. You know, one game, you win, you to the next series. You lose, you just go home. So, and with that being said, I don't think Bynum is actually going to show up. So I'm going to call another upset here. I think Denver's going to pick the Lakers off. Once again, that's just my opinion. We shall see. Now, the next series is still going on, and it involves another L.A. team, the Los Angeles Clippers and the Memphis Grizzlies. Now, the Grizzlies won last night. So now, I'm sorry, the Grizzlies won Wednesday night. So now the Clippers are up 3-2. So they play another game tonight. The sixth game will be tonight. Here we go again. You know, both of these are two young teams. But right now, the Clippers, they have Blake Griffin, Chris Paul. They're a game-time decision. So, you know, even though they're saying a game-time decision, basically they don't know who's going to win, are they going to play or not. In a situation like this, you have to play. This is where you earn your money. Okay, I can see if it was just a regular season. If it was just a regular season, yeah, we'll sit out a couple of games. But this is where you earn your money. This is a closeout game. You win tonight, at least you get a couple of days off the heel. But if you sit tonight and wait for a chance to go to a seventh game, then it's a 50-50 odds again. And you're in the same shape that the Lakers are in. You know, you know the type of decision the coaches have to make. Well, not only the coaches, but the players. Now, are those two going to be selfish enough to say, well, we're going to sit this game and wait till the next game? Or are they going to suck it up and go out there and play ball? What they get paid for? It's money time. It's money time. And the longer you let the Grizzlies stay in this series, the more dangerous they will become. Because that's giving them confidence. The more confidence get, we can beat these guys. And so this is another series that's going to be interesting. But looking at overall, I think the Clippers are going to pull it out, but I think it's going to go to a seven of games. So I'm picking the Grizzlies to take the game tonight, even the series at 3-3. for the Solid 7 game. Now, thank you for listening to Let's Talk. To join in the conversation, you can dial in at 347-838-8622. Or you can email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com or hit me at Twitter at JerryForLife62. Now, once again, like I said before, this is Fun Friday. And where there's no topic whatsoever. Whatever's on your mind is the topic. So if you got something that's bothering that you want to talk about before the weekend, hey, just give me a call or hit me on my email. And we'd be more than happy to talk about it with you. But since before we get in calls, let me mention some things on my mind today. Now, if everybody remember, earlier this week, the president actually said that he didn't have a problem with same-sex marriage. Okay. That's what he said. So, you know, of course, you know, there's going to be some people who didn't like that statement, who didn't agree with him. That's fine. No, that's part of being an American. But if you're going to say something, make sure your house is correct first. Case point, we have Miss Bristol Palin, you know, the daughter of that other lady. What's her name? Sarah, yeah. Yeah, her. The other one that don't know what the heck she be saying half the time either. And this is what Miss Palin said. You know, her comment was, she said, we know kids grow up better with families that have a mother and a father. Now, that's what she said. Really? Really? You know, if I remember correctly, you got a child out of wedlock. Really? But yet you got the nerve to try and shoot the president down on something he said? Kind of hypocritical, don't you think? You know, and you won't even let your baby daddy be a part of your child's life. So how are you going to say they grow up better? I guess your child is not going to grow up at all in a good environment then, huh? Is that what you're telling? You're saying? No, sometimes you need to really think about what you say before you say it. You know, them Palins, man, I mean, they really need to think about some of the things they be saying because it's really, really crazy. You know, and then after it's said, it's over with. So you can't take it back. So if you sound dumb, you just sound dumb. You know? And then to have the nerve to make a little snide comment involving the president's children? Really? Don't you think that's kind of tacky? That's very tacky. Well, here's some advice for you, Miss Bristol Palin. Get a life and find a daddy for your baby. Then maybe you could talk about somebody having a mother and father to raise their kids. That's all I got to say about that. I'm just saying. Now, once again, to join in the conversation, you can dial in at area code 347-838-8622. Or you can email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com or hit me at Twitter at DrivenForLife62. Now, there's another thing that I noticed in the news today, and I think I've hit on this subject before. Tim Tebow. Now, I mean, you know, this man is actually trying to deliver his life. But please explain to me, why is the media picking up on him changing his dog's name from Bronco to Bronx? Why? Why do we even care? Why? What has that to do with the scheme, the overall scheme of life and thing that's going on? I don't care. He can name his dog Mike as far as I can care. Now, why do we care about that stuff? You know, there's a whole lot more news going on, things that need to be reported besides Tim Tebow changing the name of his freaking dog. So what? No, come on, people. Let's find some other newsworthy stuff to worry about. You know, because that doesn't make any sense. It really doesn't. Now, yeah, there's probably some of them out there that's really crazy about it and like, yeah, he did this. But why do we really care? You know, ain't like he gonna be playing for the Jets for his whole career, probably. So, I mean, what are you going to do? Every time he changed the dog name, they're going to report and make a big thing about it? Who cares? Come on, let's find something else to do. You know, once again, if you want to join in the conversation, you can call in at area code 347-838-8622, or you can hit me on my email at ericletstalk@gmail.com, or you can follow me at Twitter at drivenforlife62. Now, you know, it's been a while since we heard anything on the front of any type of medicine or anything that helps heal AIDS and cancer and all that thing. Well, I found something, you know, just rummaging through, you know, news articles that the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, you know, advises that it has actually endorsed the use of a drug, Truvada, you know, as a means to help prevent HIV infection in healthy people at high risk of contracting the AIDS-causing virus. Now, here's the thing. Okay, they endorsed a drug to help prevent HIV infection in healthy people. Healthy. Well, what about the people that already has the virus? Have you come up with a way to eliminate, to help them take it out of their system? No, I mean, it's a great thing. It is a great thing. But, okay, that's preventable, but what about the ones that actually have the disease? Do we have anything that can reverse it from there? You know, the FDA suggested that the scientists believe the drug is safe and effective, and it actually has been available since 2004 to treat people already infected with HIV. But, as with everything, there are drawbacks to using the medication as a way to prevent HIV infection. Number one, the drug is very expensive and may cause side effects. You know, yes, the doctors, they prescribe it to people, you know, trying to avoid HIV infection. But, you know, a lot of the critics feel that it's too early to, you know, actually allow it to be used widespread use. So if that's the case, why are we even mentioning it, right? Why are we putting it out there? Give us something that's definite, that we know. I mean, yes, it's been used since 2004, so what are the results? You know, how has it been working? Now, don't just tell us it's available, but then it may be too early to use, but you've been using it since 2004. Make up your mind. Either it works or it don't. You know, that's like saying Jack went up the hill, but he changed his mind and came halfway back down and then sat there for a moment to decide whether he wanted to go up or go back down. Make up your mind. Either it works or it don't. Okay. Woo! See, it's fun Friday. And I'm having fun because I'm just clearing a lot of stuff off my chest. That's what I like. Now, once again, to join in the conversation, you got something you want to get off your chest on this fun Friday, no, just dial in at area code 347-838-8622, or you email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com, or you can hit me at Twitter at drivenforlife62. Now, you know, being fun Friday, I'm trying to find a lot of different things to talk about today. And once again, going through news articles, I found something that I thought was really interesting. And this is off the coast of Maine, where apparently someone's been sinking lobster boats, you know, Now, apparently for generations, you know, lobster men have been, you know, when they have beef with each other, you know, they handle it all little separate ways. They cut the trap lines, you know, you know, they sink each other's boats, you know. But really, is it that serious? Is it that serious that, you know, I understand this prime fishing area, but come on, y'all. There's more than one. I'm sure there's plenty of lobster to go around. You know, you're grown men. I know that's your livelihood, but really? In that case, quit tearing up your boat. Get on shore with a couple of spear guns, march 100 yards away from each other and shoot at each other. And that way your enemy is gone. You ain't got to worry about it. You still got your boat for your kids to use. I'm just saying. I know that sounds silly, but that's not the way this sounds here. They're fighting. They're fighting over fishing ground. Really? It's just crazy. No, they've been known to ram boats and fire warning shots in the air. That's crazy. That is really crazy. Once again, if you want to join in the conversation or say something that's on your mind, you can dial in at area code 347-838-8622, or you can hit me at eriklesstalk@gmail.com, or follow me at Twitter at drivenforlife62. Now, there's actually, I don't know if everyone saw the movie 40 Year Virgin. No, you know, I saw the movie and I thought it was kind of hilarious. You know, and you would think, well, besides a monk or a nun, you know, maybe, well, there may be, you know, there's maybe the nun, the people we think would be a virgin. But apparently there's a woman, 70-year-old virgin, that says she's finally ready for love. 70 years old. She's a virgin, so she says, you know, and she states things could be about to change. Now's the time. I'm ready to take the plunge for the right bloke. Okay, that means the right man. My standards are very high, though. I'm hoping to bag a tall, dark, and handsome millionaire. Now, isn't that something? Well, I think before she looks for that that tall, dark, and handsome millionaire, she may need to go and find her a vacuum cleaner or a broom or something to get some of them cobwebs. 70 years old? Really? Can you imagine that? I mean, 70 years old, she's a virgin. Okay, she's a virgin. But really, now she's ready? She's ready now? For what? What is she ready for? Huh? She better take some Geritol and sit her butt down somewhere. She ready for a broke. And then they say a bag of tall, dark, and handsome millionaire? Look, go find you a vacuum. Put a wig on it and enjoy yourself, ma'am. Because I don't know. Well, I don't know. She may. There's somebody out there for everybody, right? But really? 70 years old? A virgin? May give her a heart attack. I'm just saying. Don't be getting mad at me. Don't be telling me I'm wrong for that. I ain't wrong. I'm just stating what I think. You're probably saying the same thing. Really? Really? I'm just saying. You know, she says she feels she's ready to give marriage a go and maybe go to bed with a man. She feels you're never too old for anything. Just look at Joan Collins. Joan Collins, huh? Well, I don't know about all that, but I don't think Joan Collins is a virgin. So maybe, you know, Michelle needs to help and catch up with her. Oh, Lord, have mercy. 70 years old and a virgin, huh? Maybe they'll make a movie about that. Just write a book. Now, she said she's done a little kissing, but that's about as far as it goes. I don't know. At 70 years old, will miracles ever cease? Well, I mean, that's it for my rants and raves today. But before, you know, I get out of here, there's something I'm going to say. You know, this Sunday is Mother's Day. Now, and I like to take time to wish every mother a happy Mother's Day. You know, I hope you have a wonderful day. Now, if your mother is alive, people, make sure you do something special for her. Okay? Just go and hang out. If that's all you can do, just go and hang out. You know, cook her a nice dinner. Take her to lunch, breakfast, brunch. You know, give her a rose out the garden if you can't afford a dozen of roses. You know, I mean, although every day should be Mother's Day, and you should celebrate your mother being with you. You know, I understand that, you know, this time of year is set aside for Mother's Day. You know, and no matter what happens, your mother is always there for you. You know, remember last couple of days we was talking about real love? Well, I think no matter what, a mother's love for her child or children is always real. Now, she may fuss at you and call you bad names, but she'll still be there for you. You know, so please do something special for your mom, your grandmother, you know, because when you need help and need somebody to talk to, that's who you go to. And believe me, because when she's gone, you're going to wish she was there. Okay, so do something special for that lady in your life. Well, that's the show for today, people. I enjoyed having you. I enjoyed talking for you here on Fun Friday. You know, I thank you for listening. I'm your host, Eric Jackson. And, you know, please join me Monday because I think you'll like the topic Monday. The topic is going to be same-sex partnerships. So I want you to have a great weekend, and I'll see you here Monday on Let's Talk. Have a great weekend. See ya.